Welcome back to Sports Day. We're here for Red Energy, Cairnsar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021, and for Wilson Homes. You can enjoy the Tassie summer in your brand new Wilson home. Peter Johnson has been doing overtime for us during the Australian Open. It's been excellent to catch up with him every day as he casts his eye over the action at Melbourne Park. Jono, welcome to you. What say you on this fine Tuesday evening?
So much happening, Sam, and good evening to you and Jared. But look, it's just things happening by the hour, and amazing start of the day. Madison Keys winning, going to the semi-finals. We'll play the winner of Barty tonight. And then there's been, obviously, there's the match of Kyrgios and Kokkinakis, which is actually overshadowed on Channel 9, the little curtain raiser of Rafa Nadal playing Denis Shapovalov.
Is this the first time in the history of the game that a game,
doubles match,
nondescript doubles game, has had one of the all-time greats shunted to the streaming service, not even on Scoop's channel?
In the history of the sport, Jared, I think.
In the history, it's an extraordinary, it's an extraordinary example of the power of social media, because it was only social media that got the game moved. They were getting smashed on social media, Channel 9, and they responded to the people. I think Scoop rang up and said, listen, I can't go on the Sports Day if you don't change this channel. What am I going to say?
But why can't we ramp up Jem and watch on to free-to-airs? Because I want Scoop back, and I want him to host Shapovalov and Rafa or the doubles. Just but let us watch it.
You weren't enamoured with Baby and the Battleship that was on, Jem?
I thought initially it was Hogan's Heroes, but then I thought, no, that would actually be justified. Yeah, so I couldn't figure out this one.
It was Baby in the Battleship. I reckon it was made in 1943. It might have been 1947, just after the war, but it wasn't much different. Scoop's had a gutful of us discussing Jem. I can see that. But I think there's lessons to be learned here, Scoop. And this is another thing that you and Craig Tiley and Channel 9 can have in your review.
Not sure many people would have thought that Kyrgios and Kokkinakis would be here.
It's unbelievable.
At this stage of the tournament. And, I mean, these decisions are made very early, Jared.
What?
It's hard to just fire up another control room and get, you know, a DA and an editor and a producer.
But don't you need that to put it on the streaming service?
No.
Why can't you just stream the...
No, actually you don't. That's the whole point.
Why can't you just stream...
Because you just go to the World Feed and they do it for you.
Right. So why can't you put that on Jem?
What do you mean?
Put the World Feed on Jem.
Well, they could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something that they...
I mean, I'm only talking about... I mean, this is an extraordinary set of circumstances. I accept that, but...
Flexible and agile, it is COVID.
Flexible and agile, I'm not sure. Can you? What's your boss's name?
Brent Williams is the head of sport.
Can you ask Brent why he didn't...
Excellent operator.
Yeah, can you ask him why he didn't show an example of that excellent operation and flick the switch and get it on Jem?
I probably won't personally ask him that.
Okay, fair enough.
But I'm happy to say that you were asking that question.
Yeah, well... Look, it just goes, Jono, back to what we were talking about last night, and I think Brent Williams should make the charge on this. There is a chance here for doubles to reinvent itself, for Kokkinakis, on the back of Kokkinakis and Kyrgios, who've breathed life into the doubles campaign here, to push the doubles into the second week. Rackets were being thrown earlier in the piece. I mean, the whole show was there. But if a few of the other senior players started playing doubles, it'd be fantastic.
Well, this is unearthed doubles like I've never seen, really.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You see that atmosphere. It's been a chanting. There's been the theatre. There's been... It's like watching, a whole new show, like beach volleyball type bumps.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, it was just go, 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 right? And it was actually kind of funny when they went back to Nadal and Shapovalov, which I found totally engrossing. But it was just
flat.
A lighter atmosphere. Yeah, flat. So look, both have their spot, but absolutely, this is just giving doubles a massive turbocharge. I tell you what, I know we certainly be looking at trying to see how Kyrgios and Kokkinakis play together during the year, because they can light up any stage.
Yeah, and I think they'll be encouraged to play by all the tournaments and all the TV networks, etc. I mean, they are on the back of, you know, huge endorsements. I know Kyrgios has probably already got them, but Kokkinakis' value would have gone up exponentially through this. And I just wonder, Jono, on the back of what we're seeing here, this is Davis Cup. Where the bloody hell is the Davis Cup, Jono? This is Davis Cup. We've got two Australians just making a show. Why can't we have Davis Cup?
Well, we have got Davis Cup.
No, we haven't got Davis Cup. Davis Cup is dead at the present time, is it not?
We've got lots of cups. We've got ATP Cup.
We haven't got the Davis Cup as we like it. Scoop, have we? Scoop's busy looking at his phone.
No, I was sending a text to Brent asking him a question. They did flick back to Nadal for a while. Anyway, Jono, big surprises in the women's today?
Well, Madison Keys, I think, is not so much a surprise, but more given, you know, she's been in a Grand Slam final, should have potentially won that US Open a few years ago against Sloane Stephens in the final. Been in a few semis here, lost to Serena once. She was probably coming in. She'd only won 11 matches last year. So for her to win today and on the back of she won Adelaide earlier, I think she's starting to be a bit the story of the tournament and probably, you know, really sort of, I guess, with Ash Barty playing tonight and the winner playing Madison Keys, it sort of throws another dimension into the field, because I haven't seen, like, okay, she played Jessica Pegula tonight, which is tough, but you sort of see Barty, you know, having very little problem, I think. But then Madison Keys is a true performer and playing great. So it does set up a pretty intriguing next few days for the women.
And before we talk about the Tsitsipas game, Jono, were you surprised that Rafa took so long to get over the top of the young Canadian, who is certainly improving?
Well, given that he's so good over the five sets, Rafa, when he got to two sets to love, I was surprised what happened from there. But at the same time, I think it shows that the gap is narrowing. To me, Shapovalov was getting massively frustrated with himself because he was fighting hard, but he just wasn't quite finding his game. And I think it showed that the gap started to narrow. Rafa dropped off his serve in the third set, I think four or five doubles, and just enough to give Shapovalov a look in. But it was obviously Rafa's experience in the end.
As much as today was interesting, I thought last night's game was really unbelievable, because it gave us an insight into a potential multi-slam winning young player in Yannick Sinner.
Or Jack, as you're calling him.
Jack Sinner. he who is without sin cast the first tennis ball.
Very good.
An amazing talent. And, you know, I think as much as we've loved to pump up the tyres of Alex de Minaur, it must have been a very, very unearthing moment, if you like, a grounding moment when he gets out there, basically gets wiped off the court, and the kid's 2 years younger than him.
Well, it showed how fast Sinner is coming, doesn't it? Because he has beaten Alex twice prior to this. But what I thought was so impressive in Sinner and an out-and-out certainty to be a Grand Slam winner, maybe even here, who knows. But he just is keeping the foot on the gas was what I found was incredible, because Alex, if you give him a sniff, he's going to hang in there and he's always going to be fighting. But he just motored along. And particularly in the last game, you know, where he had actually got broken once and then seen a surfer, but just crunched him in that last game. And I thought, wow, this is a guy who just believes in himself. He belongs. He's got great pedigree. He keeps himself very cool. And, yeah, look, he's definitely going to be around for a long, long time.
The other match last night was an unbelievable game. Went to bed, as I told Scoop just earlier, that after three sets.
Can't believe you bailed on it.
Thought it was an absolute certainty that the young American would win. And yet it was one of the gutsiest wins, no doubt, by the Greek.
Yeah, it shows Tsitsipas just what guts he does have. You know, I think getting to the final of the French and probably, you know, he led two sets to love, I think, at the French against Novak. So that's how close he's been to a slam.
Yep.
He just showed his grit. He just showed his determination, because really Fritz has been playing amazing the last 6 or 8 months. His level of tennis is top 10 level. And Tsitsipas, I felt like, just wasn't going to get it done, but he just hung in and found a way and just total guts. And, you know, finished after midnight, and it was just a huge effort from him.
That's why I don't get sucked in. Three sets is my maximum, because if you go past three, you get sucked into the fifth.
That's what Channel 9 thought with Rafa.
Oh, hello. There's a late dig. What have we got looking forward to tonight, Jono?
Well, Ash Barty playing Jessica Pegula. That's...
How many minutes will it take?
No, this is a massive danger match. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Pegula has been playing really, really strong.
I know. I've followed her right throughout.
But she's not just a basher like a lot of the players that Ash has beaten. Yeah. I think Ash will win because she's got the finesse. But Jess comes up with plan B, C, and D.
Will she get a set offer?
Yeah. I reckon she will.
Jono, what do you think?
Well, I think Sam's right in terms that it'll be a lot tighter, because I think her all-court game, like, she can really adapt to some of the stuff that Ash will throw at her.
She's a chameleon, isn't she, Jono? She can change.
She is, and I think she's got that sort of self-belief, and, you know, she's pretty battle-hardened over the, you know, over the last couple of years too. But I just feel like Ash, it's just all going so right for her, and I think she's playing with sort of such, almost within herself and just with surety, and that's what makes me think. I actually, as good as Pegula's going, I still see it as a straight set one for Ash.
I'm with you. Straight sets. I'm on the straight sets bandwagon tonight. What else have you got for a scoop?
I've been in better form than you two with the crystal ball.
Jono, can you tell us why they stopped the music at 10 o'clock? I mean, Scoop's there ready to sink a couple of pots, and they stopped the music and clearly shut off the beer.
Budget cut.
No, but they're not budget cuts.
It's got to be. It's either cancel or EPA, as I told you in the first hour, Jared.
Well, either
it's not
or.
Tennis Australia.
Either or, it's a nonsense.
Not, it's not the state government.
What are they? What are too much music? Too much noise?
EPA or council? Why do we have councils? The only thing they do is turn music off when we don't want it, and charge us parking fines.
No, they do a lot more than that. They're trying to reinvent history. They're trying to ban Australia Day.
Oh, that's right.
They're trying to have a climate emergency everywhere. Well, there's all manner of activism going on at every council.
But I'm okay with activism, but it doesn't need to be local council doing it.
As long as they're...
Activism's okay in a democracy. Why do we need local councils?
Not a council.
That's what I'm saying.
Not a council level.
Give me one thing that councils do that the state government can't do.
Well, that's my point. Why do they get themselves involved in that nonsense? If we wanted to get activists on, we could vote for them into the state parliament.
I would never know who is in charge of my local council.
No, all you want is your garbage picked up properly, Scoop.
That's all I want.
You want the beach boxes that they sold to the public. You don't want them being washed away because somebody opened up the heads.
Don't put a pizza box on top of the recycling bin, though, if the recycling bin's full, because they won't take it.
No.
Don't do that.
Okay, there's something from Scoop. But they're never late in the parking fines.
Never, ever. Have you ever seen a letter saying, sorry, we're only getting around to this a couple of weeks later, but you actually parked, you know, when you legally did.
How's your council going, Jono?
Well, I'm missing the Christmas carols that they fund. I think that's a valuable service that they provide.
No, there's no Christmas anymore. It's Happy Santa Claus or Happy Holidays.
You're not allowed
to believe in Christmas.
That's it.
You're not.
Jono, it's been great to have you on. We'll chat tomorrow.
That's what you get when you vote activists into your...
turn everything political, don't you?
Well, you started it.
More sports day after this.